This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio.
Ogre! Ogre!
Well, anyway, college is a whole new ballgame.
Ogre! Ogre!
People judge you differently than they did in high school.
Ogre! Ogre! Ogre!
Where are they? I think they're talking about us.
Back in 1984, Revenge of the Nerds cut a clear boundary between the titular nerds and the preppy, popular frat boys bent on humiliating them. Today's Silicon Valley trend is a fusion of the two. This new breed of software engineers is the brogrammer, nerd dudes who fine-tune code while chugging down brewskis. Tasneem Raja wrote about the rise of the brogrammer from Mother Jones and joins us now to discuss the new generation of geek. Tasneem, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hi, thanks for having me.
The new brogrammer brand comes across in your description of a scene from a tech conference that you attended last year. Can you kind of run through that for us?
Absolutely. I attended the South by Southwest Interactive Festival in March of this year. And, you know, South by Southwest Interactive is one of the biggest, most high-profile tech conferences in the world. So I was excited to go to a talk given by the young vice president of a new, hot, much buzzed about mobile app called Path. And, you know, 10 minutes into his talk, I was actually sitting there pretty bewildered because I'd heard phrases like gangbang interview and nudie calendar and hottest girls, sort of this endless stream of sexist and objectifying anecdotes that were being used to illustrate different business concepts and different like strategies that one might employ while trying to start or join a startup. So this was really pretty shocking to me, and I tweeted about it and noticed that, you know, a lot of other people were similarly bewildered, outraged, or saying, yeah, this is what I experience every day at my job and my startup. So, yeah. You know, I thought there was something here.
So this Path.com founder, you know, using kind of, I don't know, frat boy language, frat boy tactics, was he playing to a frat boy audience?
You know, that's a great question. I think that examples like this show that there's a much bigger problem here in the industry than just this one talk. It's the idea that programmers are de facto male, young, and, you know, looking to start, looking to join a company where there might be like a sort of frat house aesthetic. A lot of recruitment material that these companies put out promises things like, we're going to have kegs at the office, we're going to have beer pong. You know, there's that culture and that aesthetic built in. And, you know, that's actually pretty alienating to a lot of people. And that's a problem.
Well, how well are women represented in Silicon Valley right now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the statistics are not great. So there's a Bureau of Labor Statistics study, for instance, that shows that in 2011, just 20% of all programs were women. And there's actually fewer women earning undergraduate comp sci degrees today than there were in 1985. You know, I found that pretty stunning, actually. So I have seen in my research that women interested in technology do tend to be more represented outside of Silicon Valley, in positions in government, for instance, in education, in public sector positions, you know, which I see as a great thing. A lot of the capital and a lot of the career opportunities right now are in Silicon Valley, and I'd like to see women, you know, have equal access and, you know, equal interest in those jobs as well.
So you're observing this kind of brogrammer culture growing in the Silicon Valley incubators, let's call them. Now, this really does upend our idea that it's full of nerds, right? And so that's a question. Is this programming, is that a way to attract people to a company culture? Or is it just sort of an extension of the college frat scene? I'm trying to understand where it comes from.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is an industry that is really wrestling to define what geek means and what professionalism means for itself right now. So, you know, thanks to movies like The Social Network, the movie about Facebook's origins, and thanks to The Cult of Steve Jobs, a lot of young people who might, for instance, have gone towards Wall Street or jobs in, you know, finance, 5, 10 years ago, are seeing startups as a viable and really exciting career path. You know, depending on who you ask, programmer is just a joke, right? A lot of developers are going to say, this is just a satirical, tongue-in-cheek parody of, you know, a certain type of person who is getting into programming, is getting into tech culture, who just, you know, would have totally dismissed it 5 years ago. Because, you know, the mainstream stereotype of a programmer is, you know, itself a problem. I mean, it's nerds, it's under-socialized, it's awkward. And I'm all for changing that stereotype. But the problem is that when you have companies advertising for open positions saying things like, hey, want to bro down and crush code? You know, we're hiring. I get that they're trying to widen the net of people who are going to be interested in these kinds of jobs. But, you know, veering in the direction of alienating 50% of your available workforce is actually just bad business practice.
Well, Tasneem, we've got a minute left, but I just want to get to some of the reaction. I mean, you did get a lot of attention and comments for your article saying some of the things that you just mentioned. You know, maybe you're overreacting, you know, it's harmless. What do you say to that?
Well, I say you should talk to some of, you know, I've gotten over 100 messages from female developers and male developers in and around Silicon Valley who say, I see this every single day. I've gotten messages from women who say, I dropped out. You know, I mean, this is a field that I was really passionate about, and I just couldn't deal with the frat house atmosphere at my job. I couldn't deal with the sexist jokes and, you know, the misogynistic and objectifying anecdotes that just get casually tossed around. So, you know, this is an industry that touches all of our lives every single day. And I don't think it's good for anyone if a large majority of the workforce feels grossed out.
Right. Tasneem, well put. Thanks so much for joining us.
Okay, thank you so much.
Tasneem Raja, interactive media editor at Mother Jones. You'll find links to her story as well as a video of the conference she attended at our website, wordofmouthradio.org. I'd like to know if you'd had any run-ins with programmers. You can tell us about it on our Facebook page. Or is this just an overreaction? Let us know. Send us a tweet, wordofmouth@nhpr.org. You can send us an email. And coming up, the psychological underpinnings of superheroes and their fans. That's when Word of Mouth continues. Just a moment. ¶¶